across the Isle of Wight and across the world. This is Vectis Radio.
And I have a guest in the studio this morning I'm really excited about. Good morning, Emily.
Hi.
Hi, can I just get you slightly closer to that microphone? That's Emily Scotcher, who is a local actress, let's put it that way, amongst other things. She's a very, very busy lady. But you're going to talk to us about panto this morning.
I am, yes.
So, you're actually in a panto, though, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs at Medina Theatre in February.
Okay.
White Strollers.
I know, I've got my tickets for that. I can't wait. Yeah. I'm going to the first night. Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes. Always good the first night.
Yeah, yeah. The first night's always a really good show.
So how are rehearsals going?
Amazingly well, actually. We've just started back after Christmas, so we're into sort of three times a week now. Twice a week with the cast and chorus and then the dancers as well, so it's full on. We're living and breathing it at the minute. It's a little bit bonkers.
But the smile on your face tells me you absolutely love it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't be anywhere else on those evenings.
So, that's the one at the Medina. But panto's got a bit of a history, hasn't it? It goes back quite a few years.
Yeah, I mean, it goes right the way back, actually, if you follow it right the way back to the 16th century, to Italy. They did a lot of slapstick and they had a sort of comedy tradition. It only hit Britain really in the 1800s, and it developed from there really, and the fairy tales only came in then as well. They only started performing pantomimes as fairy tales. There was sort of like a
set plot, wasn't there, to panto.
And they used to do it with harlequins and things before that, and then the panto as we know it hit in the 1800s, and that was with fairy tales like the Grimm's fairy tales. And then as it developed, you came with the big ones like Aladdin, Cinderella, Snow White. They all came rushing in as the century went on. And
they've now become the staple diet, really.
Yeah, it's quite interesting to look at how much it's changed, actually. Panto's changed a lot over the last few hundred years.
Did it always have the dame, the man dressed up as a woman?
That was actually, that was a fairly early thing to come in. Cross-dressing has been in pantomime for at least 200 years around that. It's quite a staple of it, and so is the fairy godmother. Or just a good fairy. I didn't realise this until I sort of swatted up on it a few weeks back. The good fairy character has been in it almost as long as pantomime's been running, just to pop in at the end scene and fix everything magically with their magic wand and then disappear again.
Everyone loves a happy ending.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is, at the end of the day, it's entertainment for kids of all ages, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and it's, for a lot of children, it's their first experience of live theatre. It's the first time they'll have seen any kind of live theatre, so it's acting, singing, dancing, comedy. It might inspire them to go to more shows as they get older. It might inspire them to be performers, but it's got to be good. It's got to be punchy and funny and entertaining for them.
And interactive.
Exactly, yeah. The audience participation is a massive, massive part of it. And there's plenty of it. And that's probably the most entertaining bit at rehearsals, when you've got the rest of the cast, who obviously know this stuff by rote.
Yes.
Screaming, it's behind you, yeah. And they get quite into it, and it's quite difficult to shut them up sometimes.
Oh, difficult to shut up actors. How unusual is that?
We'd rather have them like that, though.
Of course you would. That's what you want.
Much better to have a false audience in there.
So what part are you playing?
I'm Snow White.
Of course you are.
Which I'm really excited about. It was actually my very first princess part with Strollers in 2008. And 8 years on, here I am, playing, lucky enough to play Snow White.
And who's opposite you?
A new chap, actually. We've got a new lad into the company called Harley Hodgson Tuck. He's playing our prince.
Right. That's a proper actor's name, that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. And the duet this year is just fantastic. We're loving it. And our Wicked Queen is fantastic as well. A girl called Elisa Jones. She's been in the Strollers for a very long time, and sort of this year is coming back onto the stage. She was our stage manager last year.
Okay.
And we've coaxed her back out to play the villain. We've got seven very, very strong dwarfs, and a host of other characters. Of course, our dame is David Cast this year. Mm-hmm. And we've got a jester, we've got a henchman, we've got our good fairy, Merlin of the Mirror. It's a massive, massive cast of characters.
Sounds like a huge production.
Yeah, plus the dancers. Our dance troupe this year are just, well, I cried the first time I watched them. They were that good. they blew me away. And our chorus just get better every year. So the cast is about 50 people, I think.
That's big. That's not a huge stage down there in Medina.
It's quite big when you get the full stage out. But yeah, once you put the scenery on it and everything else that you want there,
it's also a much more intimate stage, if you like.
Oh yeah, the front row is right in your face. It's quite intimidating.
Emily's looking at me because I'm doing hand signals on the radio. It doesn't work. I'm trying to describe the way that the theatre faces
it's
down
tiered,
to the stage rather than up.
The seats are tiered, and as we're always telling everybody, there's no hiding at Medina.
No, there isn't.
You can't just hide yourself at the back of the stage and think, oh, no one's going to see me here.
Because they will.
Everywhere you are on the stage, because the seats kind of go round and they're
there are no
up.
Bad seats, to be fair, at the Medina.
There aren't. Anywhere you sit, you can see everything that's happening, and we stage it that way as well. Mum, Sarah,
well, last year's was fantastic. Like, you could see everything that was going on. There's stuff going on in the background, which, you know, you think, wow, that's amazing. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have a short record. We'll come back in a bit and talk about what the strollers are up to.
Yeah.
And a little bit more about Panto.
Great.
We're with Emily Scotch this morning on the Mid-Morning Show. Here's 10cc. Good morning, Judge, and good morning again to Emily.
Hi.
Hi. Right, now, because we've got an ad break coming up, we're going to just chat quickly about how you can get tickets for the current strollers. Well, it's not the current production, it's the production you're currently working on.
Yes.
at the Medina, which is
Snow White and
the
Seven
Snow
Dwarfs.
White and the Seven Dwarfs. And if you've ever been to the Medina Theatre, it is a great theatre to have a panto in. Mm. Also, your panto's slightly later than most.
It is,
which means that we've got something to look forward to in sort of dark days.
After the post-Christmas blues, you can cheer yourself up again.
That's right. So where can I get tickets?
You can get tickets at Medina Box Office, either in person or by phone on 823884.
823884.
Or you can go online to medinatheatre.co.uk and you can get our tickets there as well. They are selling fast.
They are, yes. You haven't got that many left to sell, have you? You sold around about half of them?
Almost half, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
In 4 days, which is unprecedented. We're a little bit in shock, actually. Good shock, but shock nonetheless.
Well, that's good because, it's really worth doing.
Yeah.
I've got a message here on Facebook from Humpty, one of our other presenters, says she's behind you, but you're
oh,
not.
Oh, no, she isn't.
Oh, no, she isn't. She's in front of me. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to have an ad break now. Will you hang around and talk to us a bit more about Panto and the strollers and all that stuff after the ad break? So we'll take some ads now, have a bit of cigar, and then we'll talk to Emily a little bit more.
Brilliant.
Sweet Lovin', current record on Vector Radio. Yes, we do play current records as well as old stuff and unusual stuff. We'd like to have a good broad mix of music here. Now, we're still very fortunate to have Emily Scotcher in the studio, and she'll be talking about the Medina Theatre's Panto coming up in a few weeks' time now, not that far, is it?
35 days.
35, yes. 35 days, 3 hours, 46 seconds.
Don't joke. I've got it on my phone.
Right. Now, you're part of the Isle of Wight Strollers, which is a kind of fluid membership of people who do amateur dramatics. I don't want to be too unkind about it. You are all good actors.
Yeah, it's an amateur company, but our strapline these days is professional quality at amateur prices.
Yes.
We've sort of upped our game.
So how long have you been about?
Wow. Recently, we discovered that under various guises and with various names, our group goes back as far as the 1890s.
Wow.
And that's as far as we know. But as the Wight Strollers in its current form, it's been around since 1981.
Okay, so how many people are in it? I know it's a bit of a hard question.
Oh, that's difficult. The cast, crew... between the cast and crew, there's about 60 people, 60 to 70 people. But there's a lot of members that then join us for the carnivals as well.
Oh, okay, yes.
That don't do pantomime. And there's some members that do pantomime that don't do carnival. And there's members that are still members, but... support us in different capacities now. So we're quite a broad range of people, and we sort of say once a stroller, always a stroller.
Mm.
And there's a lot of members out there.
And you clearly enjoy it.
I love it. I've been with them since I was 4 and I'm 26 now, so...
Yes, your mum puts up some of these slightly embarrassing photos on
she
social
does,
media.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen them. I'm thinking, yeah.
I've been in it a while now, which it's lovely. And I've even when I was at university, I came back every year.
That's
just
dedication.
Just to be part of it, because the atmosphere is like nothing else on stage. It's like having a big party.
Yes, of course it is. So, this panto, and you don't just do panto, you do carnival, as you mentioned. But
we
you
do.
And you do. So which carnivals are going to be involved in this year?
We're not sure yet. We haven't quite got that far. We've got a lot going on this year, actually. Last year, of course, we were the grannies at the bar.
The
ballet dancing grannies, and that was amazing. That was so much fun. One of the more difficult props to work with, a wheelie bar. But yes. It's good. And of course we do our pantos, we've got our carnivals, but this year we're also involved with a full-scale production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in July.
Wow. Now that's quite,
that's a big undertaking.
Yes.
Well, St. Peter's Church in Shorewell, which is where Mum and I live, approached and said, you know, we've got the licence, we haven't got the resources to stage this, help. Sort of thing.
Right.
Of course, we jumped on the opportunity and said yes, absolutely. And
so, where are you going to actually stage it?
Medina. It's going to be big. Full orchestra, we hope, and full adult cast. Chorus.
Will you come in and tell us all about it when you get a bit closer?
Oh, yes.
Because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've got panto to get through. And
obviously. First,
but why it's so important, because we do it all for charity as well.
A point we didn't make is that. That the strollers donate all the proceeds after you've paid for theatre fees, which we won't go into on the air, and all the rest of the expenses, you must have to buy bits for the props and stuff like that.
All of our scenery's built. Well, we're really lucky. We've got quite a few sponsors that donate materials and things, and all of our backstage boys build the scenery. We've got an in-house costume team that make all of our costumes.
Oh, wow, that's good.
And the cast pay for their own costumes as to make sure we can give as much away as possible.
So which charities are you supporting?
This year, we're supporting the Martin Pointer Trust.
Okay.
We're supporting Saturday Club for the Deaf. We're supporting Isle of Wight Scope, and we're supporting the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance.
Oh, that's excellent. So those charities will get a share of your proceeds.
Yeah.
So another good reason to buy tickets for the upcoming panto.
Absolutely.
Not only because it's a great evening stroke afternoon out, depending on which version you go to, but it's going to support some great charities.
Yeah, and we've done some cracking stuff over the last few years. I mean, last year we bought 4 public access defibrillators for the island with the proceeds from Aladdin, and gave some to the Isle of Wight Prostate Cancer Support Group. But the 4 defibs that we bought are out in action in boxes with plaques with our name on it, which is lovely.
Oh, that's good.
And they've already saved lives.
Excellent. So you can't say better than that.
We are just thrilled.
Does that make all your publicity stunts worthwhile?
Absolutely. The very cold publicity stunts.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures. Tell us about them.
Oh, well, in September, we saw online, it came up on my newsfeed, a picture of a Snow White swimming costume, and it looked amazing. So I went ahead and bought one.
Who thinks up making a Snow White swimming costume?
A Black Milk Clothing in Australia thinks up, so I had to order it from Australia.
Oh, well, of course, it's summer in the...
It was very confusing, and... So we got me and the 7 dwarfs and the Wicked Queen and the Prince together in various garb to sort of represent the characters. And we did a photo shoot on Small Hope Beach in Shanklin at one of the dwarfs' beach huts. And we had all sorts. We had inflatable things. We had a giant sand castle in the shape of the Disney castle.
Right.
I went bodyboarding as Snow White. The Prince is actually a bodyboarding instructor, and he pulled me along on the body. It was very entertaining. And... all sorts. The Queen was chased with water pistols. So that was one of our stunts, which has been really popular and sent our reach on Facebook sky high and got a lot of interest. The other more recent one, I did the Boxing Day swim at Ventnor.
Yeah, I saw your posts on that. That was a bit of a shock, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I've never done it before. And my brother does it every year and talked me into it the night before. And he was a stroller as well before he went off to uni. And he was a white stroller. And he actually played Dopey the last time we did Snow White, and I said I'd do it on the condition that he wore a dwarf beard. So he wore a beard, I wore the Snow White outfit, and off we went, and it was freezing.
I bet it was.
It was absolutely freezing. But it's really good. We've had several people say to us, oh, I saw you there.
Good.
And we sent out a few Christmas cards this year as well. We had some of our supporters say, oh, I want to get my grandkids or my kids tickets for Christmas. But... tickets aren't on sale till January, can you send us some flyers? And we sort of went one better and sent them Christmas cards from Snow White with flyers inside.
Excellent.
To the kids, saying, oh, I'd like to invite you to my party in February. And we've had a really good response from that as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right, one last question and then we can go through waiting at tickets again.
Yes.
You don't sing Let It Go, do you, in this at panto? Or do you?
No, there's no Frozen in this year's panto, not to my memory. I've put all the songs in. I'm pretty sure there's no Frozen. There's a few Disney classics in there.
Of course there are. I'm not having a go. I know lots
Frozen,
of people love that song, and I've heard you sing
it
and you do it very well indeed.
You did it in the
concert in the church. I heard that. Anyway, okay, Emily, just to tie it up now.
Yeah.
The panto is on from when until when?
It's February the 13th at 2:30 and 7:30. February 14th at 2:30 and February 20th at 2:30 and 7:30. So it's the weekends either end of half term.
Okay, that's lovely.
And the tickets are on sale from Medina Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Either in person at the box office. It's open weekdays and it's open Saturdays 10 till 1. And that's, or you can phone them on 823 884, or you can go to the website medinatheatre.co.uk, or just find the White Strollers on Facebook or Twitter, because we are constantly linking.
Just Google Medina Theatre.
Google Medina Theatre.
There's loads of ways to buy the tickets.
The one thing I would advise is if you can come to the first Saturday, the 13th, come to the first Saturday. If you're thinking, oh, well, I'm not sure if it's my thing, I'll wait to hear if my friends go and think if it's any good.
No, it'll be
good.
Don't
do that, because the second weekend is already flying, and last year we had to turn so many people away because they missed their chance to
book
come.
Book the 13th or the 14th if you can.
So book early if you want to come.
And don't forget, if you go to the matinee performance at 2:30, you can still get out for a meal afterwards in the evening and the rest of it. So you might want to make an afternoon evening.
Or go for a meal before you come to the evening.
Yeah, absolutely. But plenty of parking up at Medina.
Of course, come to whichever show you can make.
Yes.
But make sure you book.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
So
don't rely on
13th and 14th, book that. Google Medina Theatre or White Strollers on Facebook, whatever you want, and you'll be able to find it. Thank you very much, Emily.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. We'll get you. Is your mum in the Joseph one?
Yes, she's directing.
We'll get both of you in to plug that a bit later in the year. Thank you very much. We're going to take a bit of the Stranglers now.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.